Y sin más preámbulos, queremos presentarles una de nuestras conversaciones estelares, que tiene que ver con lo que justamente ayer tuvimos el privilegio de vivir, una noche única con un performance que nos hizo vibrar, que nos cimbró de pies a cabeza y que confirma que la música es una enorme herramienta de transformación social. Vamos a conocer en este espacio el proceso creativo del proyecto que lleva por nombre Correspondence, un diálogo intensísimo, inmerso en la poesía y el arte sonoro. Y para ello, los voy a dejar con dos legendarias figuras de la música que han hecho historia y que seguramente van a seguir dejando huella. Con ustedes, Stefan Krasniansky, fundador de Sambo Collective, y la legendaria poeta, activista, música, Patti Smith.
Hola, buenos días de nuevo. Soy Santiago Gardiazabal, el curador de la exposición Correspondences. Esta es la última actividad que tenemos con esta, digamos, llegada meteorítica de Correspondences a Guadalajara, como un meteoro, como Oumuamua, que es el nombre que van a encontrar en una de las piedras de obsidiana que escribió Patti. Es la traducción en hawaiano de Traveler, como un meteorito que viaja. Para mí ha sido un placer apoyar y ayudar a que estos increíbles artistas estén aquí en su ciudad. Y bueno, para no ir con muchísimo preámbulo, obviamente están clarísimas las gracias a la Universidad de Guadalajara, a la Feria Internacional de Música por habernos invitado, y a todos ustedes por estar siendo parte de Correspondences, tanto en la exposición que pueden estar visitando hasta el 16 de marzo, totalmente gratuita, con la performance que espero que hayan visto ayer, y con esta charla un poco informal que vamos a tener entre Stefan y Patti, en la que van a contar un poco el proceso creativo. Creo que les entregaron unos medios para que puedan tener traducción simultánea. Entonces, sin más, pienso que lo mejor es dejarlos en manos de ellos, ¿ok? No vamos a tener preguntas y respuestas al final, porque Patti tiene que coger un avión ahora mismo. Entonces realmente hicimos esto como algo especial porque sabemos que quería haber un último encuentro con ustedes. Vayan a la exposición, pasen la voz, es importante que estos mensajes se puedan multiplicar acá en la ciudad. Bueno, muchas gracias. Hello.
Well, first, hola. Maybe, is it possible to have more light so I can see the students? It's, no, not possible. It would be nice, yeah. I mean, yeah, to see the people, yeah. There you are. Hola. Thank you. So where do we start?
I think, hola. Hola, everyone. Hola. I think maybe Santiago had a good start. I could pick up this word about I'm a traveler.
Stefan and I are both artists. First, I'm sorry for my English. I only speak English. But we are both artists, but also travelers. And I like to think traveling is not just going from country to country and visiting, but it's mentally traveling too. So that when you come to a new place, you are meeting the people, feeling their hearts and energy, but then you go out into the landscape, into the land, and get a sense of the mystical aspects of the city, of the country. And even though Stefan has been in Guadalajara for longer than me. Both of us have found in traveling here many places to go through the head and the heart. And that is, you know, Our exhibit addresses humanistic concerns, the heart, ideals, visions, whether through art, through poetry, through time travel. So all kinds of travel in a certain way are addressed in our exhibition. Tell them of, I want Stefan to tell you, in our exhibition, for me, one of my favorite things is something quite new. They are magnificent stones from your country and from the area that he will speak of. And through these stones, I felt as if I could experience the history of a people. And when you go into the exhibit, please go visit them, because these stones have somehow visited me through them and just writing some words. And one was, I am the traveler. Another, I am the fifth son. I am a fissure, a crack, a scar. So go and see the stones as well as the films and all of the things we've presented. And I will be gone, so tell the stones Patty says hola.
Yeah, I can talk about the stone, but maybe just to go a little bit further on the idea of the travelers. Traveling means also breaking apart, having distance. And one way to communicate with each other in our work is correspondence as an idea of letters. This is where the title comes from. It's like a term that was used in the 19th century in France. Correspondence would be long letters you will write to someone to tell them about your traveling and the experience of distance, longing, creative inspiration that come with traveling. So this exhibition downstairs is a reflection of a contemporary correspondence, meaning words, image that you see behind, all of those objects, the stone that Patty mentioned that I will talk about now, they're all about this idea of corresponding, having a conversation with Patty and I about the journey, the traveling, the creative inspiration that the traveling bring, and the poetic and sometimes mystical dimension of it. And the stone, in a sense, I had a chance to be sent in the foot of the Tequila volcano, few hours away from here. And this volcano, last time he had erupted, it was when the dinosaurs were extinct by the smoke of those volcano. And out of those volcano came those black stone that they call, in the Aztec time, the gold, black gold. And with that, they would do all the different tools, jewelries with it. And I had the chance to dig out those massive stones that were basically, you know, in the volcano mouth and ejected on the foot of the volcano. And those stones were bringed here exactly the way I found them. Some of them were broken apart when I was trying to carry them. And then we put them in the exhibition. And in a very kind of instinctive way, I just took whatever I could find or whatever came to my eyes without thinking too much. And somehow, when we put them in the exhibition with the light, you know, it manifests itself. And Patty came and got a call for them or inspiration and manifested. And the writing happened to be just on the shadow of the light of the stone. So it was like kind of a, you know, writing those words that could be, I saw them as a mantra or like something you will repeat and it will be awakening the stone in a sense.
I think when I was saying that the stones, in a way the stones were speaking to me, they did speak to me. Nature, all of nature speaks to us. The trees, the leaves, the rippling water, the sea, all of nature speaks to us, but many people in the world forget to listen. We're not listening to nature. Nature is telling us that she is in trouble, that she is angry, that she is raging through fires, through floods. And this is another concern of the exhibition. Our films, there are films that Stefan has put together, and my part is to state in my lifetime how many species are extinct just while I'm alive, how many forests, millions of acres of land burning in forest fires. And we have to listen not only to the beauty of nature, like when I arrived in here, I went into my hotel room, and my first time in Guadalajara, I opened the window, I heard all birds singing. It was beautiful. There's all kinds of birds that I didn't hear before. Nature speaks to us in such a beautiful way, but she also speaks to us in ways that can turn to horror, whether it's earthquakes and fires, and we have to really attend to what is happening. What is happening to our rivers? All the plastics that we use and just throw away, found clogging our rivers. All the pollutants, all of the pesticides, and all of the things we're using that are killing our water, our rivers. So the exhibition, I believe, and the work that we do, celebrates the mind, the imagination, all the wondrous aspects of being human, but also is a cautionary tale and a warning about the displacement of people, what is happening environmentally. And you know, there's so many crimes against humanity as well as so much beauty. So we have to find a way to make it more balanced in the favor of good. I'm so happy to see everybody. Do you know, you might feel this, sorry, I just wanted to say, when you go to a new place, you don't know anyone, you don't know if you have to go do a work or talk, anyone will welcome you or they will like it, or, so I've never been here, and I think, oh, they said, you know, students will come. I go some places where the students don't feel like coming. They don't even come. They're smoking pot somewhere, but which is okay. But I'm so happy to see you here. I've never been here, and already I feel like I have so many abstract friends. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, okay, I have to jump on something. Well, I don't know, what are we looking behind? I mean, we can, actually we have an abstract image. Have you been downstairs to the exhibition, to projection?
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe we can, to follow what Paddy was saying about nature, there's the last two tracks we've been recording with Paddy. We decided to take her year of birth, 1946, up to now. And in her lifetime, every year, she will mention every species that has disappeared. And I will film them in museum, different places of the world, stuffed animals that are not living anymore in this planet, that are extinct. And then the screen across, I don't know if you paid attention, but there was some fire. Oh, here we are. So. That is Pedro, who's taking care of the image behind us. And those are all the animals that have disappeared while Paddy was born to now. So every species and every forest that has been burned are showing downstairs in the exhibition. And that is a reminder in a one lifetime of how much we have lost.
All of these are gone. We will never see them again. And partially due, or mostly due, from mankind not respecting nature, not taking care of, over hunting them, or using them for sport, or taking away their environment, moving in on their landscape, not giving them anywhere to go, and changing the sense of climate. And it's heartbreaking, really. That's just in my time. That's like 77 years of mankind. So everything that happened before, whether it's the dodo bird or all the species that we've lost. And we have to be aware of this. We don't want it to happen where one day we're wondering, where are the birds? Where are the bees? You know, where are the little worms under the earth? We have to be attentive to this.
Actually, with Patty, we were talking about it this morning or yesterday, that maybe one day it will be us behind the glasses. You know, stuff, and oh, look at the human. So of course that is one aspect of it, and some other movies you will see downstairs are also common passion we have for cinema, with, you know, movies that has been very important to both of us, and I will go in sometime in a place where the movie had been shot or where the filmmaker maybe lived, and I will record all the sound that would be linked to this passion we have in common. And in my suitcase, in a sense, I will bring the sound back to Patty in studio in New York, Paris, or sometime Berlin. And Patty will walk suddenly in this sonic landscape. And that will inspire her to write her poetry. So this is also our correspondence, me bringing in my luggage the sound to the studio, and Patty walking into the sound as an invisible movie, in a sense. So in a sense, we're making the movie sonically first, and then become visual. So we reverse the classic pattern, usually, of making a movie, and then we make the soundtrack. Here we do the soundtrack first, and then we choose the image.
Stefan brings me a lot. I can't really travel when the travel is too difficult. He can climb mountains, go up into the mountains of India, into the caves of Mexico, dangerous places, to Ethiopia. He has been to many places, but he brings it back to me. He brings these countries, these cities, these deserts back to me through sound. And one can say, well, what can sound tell you? If we are, you know, if we keep in tune with our instincts, with our natural telepathic aspects, our clairvoyant aspects that we are all born with, you can channel so much just through the wind of Abyssinia, different than the wind by the sea, and different, you can just feel and sense things. And I was just thinking, that is also with humans, some of the things that we do, there is one on Medea. There is one where I have to channel nature speaking or the mind of the artist. And we all can do that with nature and one another. And I was also thinking, as Santiago was speaking, we met Santiago because he curated this exhibit in Bogota. And I went to Bogota for the first time. And I have to say, what I experienced in Bogota, what I experienced when I visited Chile, what I experience here is a very similar thing, is the Latin American heart. A heart that has been gone through much turmoil for centuries. It is a heart that stays revolutionary, and it's a heart still filled with so much possibility. It's a different heart than when you travel to Europe or certain parts of my country. It still has a certain purity. Don't lose that. Don't lose it to social media. Don't lose it to your telephone, to computers. They are only there to serve you. You do not serve technology. You do not serve social media. They serve you. Keep that purity that you have, because you are the hope of the future. You are the hope of your country. You are the hope of the water, the air, and the species. And to be aware, you are future environmentalists, artists, poets, scientists, doctors, mothers, fathers. You are the future. Whatever you do, manual labor, everything that you do is important. And I have the same sense, because I'm probably the oldest person in this room, but I can still feel all my different ages. But one thing about getting older that's beautiful is you really can feel a certain empathy, especially with our young people, with our youth, because the future is not mine. The future is yours. Hold on to it. Don't let anyone take it away from you. And really, I know I'm a little off the track, but you know, I'm so moved and inspired by the Latin American heart. And so, thank you.
That. No, it's true. I mean, it's been a very inspiring time for us. And I have to say, being in Mexico, every time I'm coming, I feel so inspired. I was talking to Patty today in the car coming to here. I said, I don't want to go back to Europe. And that's happening every time. I don't want to come back. And I think I don't want to come back to Europe because there's something, I guess, because you know, they call it the old continent. It's heavy. And every time I'm coming here, I feel like full of life. So it's like the country and the people we have the chance to work with and sharing those moments together, they're filling me with inspiration, life, and desire to be more alive, you know. And it's why it's difficult to leave every time.
But we leave our work.
But we leave the work behind. So it's a little bit of us behind for you guys. And having everyone here who has been so kind and so helpful and having, you know, every time the exhibition we're doing are different. They're all coming, of course, for the common roots of the correspondence, but we are site-specific. Every single space and country we are showing the work. So here, the stone that Patty was mentioning, they're very much about this expanse of us here. And how the stone had spoke to us and how the stone has spoke to Patty, where she saw the stone and immediately she felt writing those poetry on the shadow of the stone. It's also the correspondence, it's the correspondence between us, but it's also the correspondence between us and the country, the landscape, the people we had the chance to encounter.
Bueno, me gustaría cerrar esta conversación, siempre intermediando, con una frase de Antonín Artaud, que la que empezamos a hablar con Estefan para poder hacer este viaje. Antonín Artaud es escritor francés, dramaturgo y poeta, artista muy especial. En un libro que se llama El teatro y su doble, dice: perdida en las oleadas de lava volcánica, ligada al suelo, vibrante en la sangre india, hay en México la realidad mágica de una cultura que con facilidad puede encenderse de nuevo. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, everybody.